All right, away we go with Boots and Salutes on your Friday morning, and you can start things off on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, sir, I'm wondering if that lady that was accused of murder and was in prison and then was given to the Healing Lodge, we don't hear any more about that. Is she back in jail where she should be?
I don't know that. I would assume still in the Healing Lodge, but that's just my assumption.
You assume she's still in the Healing Lodge?
That's what I would guess, yeah.
Well, I would guess she better not be, because what's with this justice system of ours anyway? And then this guy that just killed 11 Jewish people, he is pleading not guilty. For land's sake, he shouldn't even be allowed to do that.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I live 60... this is neither a boot or a salute. I live 60 miles south of Saskatoon. The reception has not been really good the last past week. It's like a hit and a miss. And I don't want to miss anything when I listen to your station.
Well, I'm glad you didn't want to hit us, so that's good.
No. No, I don't want to hit it.
Well, thank you very much. We will definitely look into it for
thank
sure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. This is a boot for our federal government and there's a carbon tax situation. For example, your radio station, I don't know how many listeners you have, but I'm sure you have most listeners in the province. And if you people started to charge, say, 50,000 listeners, $200 a year to listen to your program for Boots and Salutes for 10 minutes, and in a year, you're going to give them back $400. Now, if my math is right, you're going to give back $10 million, and you took in $5 million. That doesn't make sense. Your company couldn't stand it. That's similar to what's going to happen with our government. Right now, we are nearly $700 billion in the hole. And he's talking now about a recession. I can't understand intelligent people voting for some idiotic idea that Trudeau and his government has. Thank you. Bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. So I'd like to volunteer to drive one of the buses down to Mexico and bring these immigrants back to Canada. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
I like to boot everybody complaining about the reception. Firstly, it's AM radio, and secondly, it's not the time to complain about that. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Oh, I'm sorry, I've hit the button on you. 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. I believe the comment regarding the carbon tax or the rebates and the payments may have to do with our Have Your Say question that you'll find at cjwwradio.com. An Angus Reid poll indicates more people in favor of the carbon tax since the announcement of rebates to taxpayers increasing from 45 to 54%. And now it asks, are you in favor of the carbon tax and rebates? Still, according to our say, 91% say no. 306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
Good morning, Dave. I have a boot for Trudeau and those Liberals again. Over this carbon tax, the big emitters, they're either scot-free, they don't have to pay a penny, or they're getting a 94% discount. And the average person has to pay this on everything, gasoline, heating, electricity, food. Like, it's just going to be ridiculous. Meanwhile, yesterday, Trudeau flew to Churchill, and then he flew to Vancouver. And that doesn't leave a carbon footprint. It just disturbs me so much. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Yeah, about that candy commercial about the mother and the child. I have a boot for that one, and I think the parent herself was very childish about the whole thing. That's my boot.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Yeah, I keep saying it time and time again. We should that Trudeau government has got to go, and I agree with that gentleman previously there about this carbon tax thing. People don't get fooled by such stupidity, because this isn't going to work. It's proven it's never going to work, and it never will be. And once we get those Liberals out of there, then we're going to see prosperity. But it's nothing but just a Liberal vote-buying scheme for giving money back. Come on, people. Wake up and smell the coffee.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in Saskatoon again. Everybody should move to the USA.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I'd just like to give a boot and a salute. I'd like to give a boot to the commissioner of the NHL being inducted into Hockey Hall of Fame, which is, I think, is a complete joke. But I would like to salute the couple Canadian guys that are getting in, Brodeur and Kariya. Thanks.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes. It's the kindness of today for people, but a lot of people don't do that. And I'm really disgusted. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Yeah. Random Act of Kindness Day today. Be listening. I'm not giving a giveaway. You're going to give away a pair of Dierks Bentley tickets coming up after 8 o'clock. That's going to be a lot of fun, so be listening for that. I'd like to salute for a moment the government of Manitoba. Yesterday, I'm driving down 8th Street. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but five consecutive vehicles that I, you know, that go by on the inside or whatever, right? Five consecutive vehicles on 8th Street have got the phones out. Five consecutive on 8th Street. Well, in Manitoba, back on November the 1st, so yesterday, they implemented tripling their fines for distracted driving up to $672 plus five demerit points and a three-day license suspension automatically. So a salute to the government of Manitoba. I think that we're starting to move in the right direction. But yesterday, five in a row. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Sorry I didn't get you in time. My bad. 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Maybe I shouldn't have been as surprised with the five vehicles, but again, I just couldn't believe it. And we're talking phone on ear or texting while they're driving. And again, it's like you're reading a book, if you will, right? Like, you wouldn't read a book driving. Why would you read your phone? But anyways, I don't know. I think that the government of Manitoba has definitely moved in the right direction on that one. That's going to do it for Boots and Salutes on this Random Act of Kindness Day today. Be kind to one another. Salute a neighbor. Salute a friend. Salute each other.